Okay, today is Daf Lamed Hey of Masechta Sanhedrin. We're up to, what are we up to? We're up to Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. What are we up to exactly? We're up to Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir, I don't know, it's 15 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Meir, Hai Veshavtu Es Ha'am B'chol Eis My Darshi Bei. What does Rabbi Meir do with that drasha, with that pasuk? He can't use that pasuk to teach you he can't use that pasuk to teach you that you could judge all the time, because according to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to judge at night. So what does it do with that pasuk? That he by darish be amarava latsu yom hamu'unan, even a cloudy day. What does that mean? Titnan ein ro'onet ha'negoyim shachwitz, you can't look at negoyim in the morning, ubein harbayim, or in the afternoon, v'lo b'tzoch habayit, you can't look at them indoors, v'lo b'yom hamu'unan, you can't look at them on a cloudy day. Why? B'bnei shekeha, because if it's not bright outside, nira'aza, it makes the taras look too bright. And v'lo b'tzoharayim, you can't look at it in broad daylight, b'bnei she'aza, because it's so bright outside, nira'aza keha. Therefore, the taras looks weaker. So, the machlok is how many hours a day you could actually look at the taras. Very few hours. You know, right after shachas, before lunch, then after lunch, before shkia, very few hours. Why? Because always you're going to get a false result. The point is, you can't look at it on a cloudy day. I would think we're comparing the goyim to dinei mamonos, you can't even judge dinei mamonos on a cloudy day. That's ridiculous. The Rebbe Meir, Hai Biyom Anchilo as Bonav Me'av Dilei. What does it do with the pasuk about the Yerusha, where it said Bayom and Remeir, and we said that means Bayom, right? And Remeir didn't hold from that. So when we buy a look at the Tanya, right? You don't need to learn out from that pasuk that you can only judge by day. He anyway knows you can only judge by day. So why is the pasuk Torah single out that the Yerusha is done by day? The Tanya, Rabbi Baruch Hanina, Kamei Rav Nachman, V'haya Bayom Henchilu Asbanav Bayom Atamapel Nachlos. You don't deal with nachlos at night, only by day. What do you mean? Someone dies during the day, there's a Yerusha. Someone dies by night, there's no Yerusha. Yerusha only by day? That can't be. So the Gemara says, Dilma, maybe din nachlos kamarta. Maybe you meant to say the din of nachlos. The din of nachlos. Not the fact that there will be nachlos if there's a death by day and not by night. That's very unreasonable. No, the whole idea. The Tanya, it says in the Braitha, it says in the Torah, V'haysa levnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat, ora kala parsha kula liyos din. Kriv Yehuda Marav. The whole thing is talking about a din. Like Yehuda Marav. Talking about the Marav, shlosha shenich nesu levakar esacholeb. Three people come to visit a sick person. Ratu, kosvin, if you want, they can write down any shtaris you want. Ratu, osedin, if you want, they can even make a bezin. Why? There are three of them. Shnayim, if only two show up, kosvin, you can write down any shtar you want, any gift you want, the guy's out a chole, right? Maybe he won't make it. You can write down whatever you want. But ve'ena osedin, you can't make a bezin. Why? You only have two people. That's only true by day. Ava balayla, if it's at night, kosin ve'enos and din. You can write down whatever you want. You can never have a bezin. Why? Mishum dehavi luhu edim ve'en ed nasa dayin. And the edim can't be a dayin. So what's the bottom line is, what do you see from here? That even if the guy's sick, and you come to visit him, a whole bunch of guys come to visit him, three, four, five guys. You say, you know what, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Let's start writing things out. You can make a bezin. Not by night. Why? Because what it means is the whole din of nachlos has to be done by day. And the Gemara says, you're right, in hachikamid. That's what I meant. I didn't mean that if a guy dies at night, there's no Yerusha. I didn't mean that. I meant the whole concept is only by day. The whole, you want to make a judgment out of this, it can only be by day.
What are they worried about?
What?
What are they worried about seeing?
Nothing. Nothing. But for whatever reason, the Torah said bayom. So it means it's bayom dafko, by day. You're right. In hachanami. Nothing's going on. There isn't even another party.
Exactly.
Right? The guy's on his deathbed. Listen, I want to give so-and-so, so-and-so. We'll make a bezin out of this. Let's go, guys.
But he's bringing proof from Taras over there, which makes sense.
Right. So since the Torah put them together, the dinim are similar, even though that doesn't make so much sense. Right? Okay. Next. Dine nefashos, done in bayom. Dine nefashos are judged by day, and they're finished the next day. Right? Menahani Mili, how do you know that? Amar Simi Barchia Amar Kra, the Torah says, by Pinchas, V'huka Osam Lashem Neged Hashemesh. Right? Which means, those people that were involved in the Baal Pa'ar, and they were being judged, they should be judged Neged Hashemesh, which means, in the daytime. Right? Meaning, they're going to have a Beis Din, but the hukah, the hanging, the Gemar Din, has to be Neged Hashemesh. Amar v'chitza, Menayin l'hukah shutliya. How do you know that word means hanging? Dichtiv, like it says, this is by Shmuel Beis, v'huk v'haknu'u v'hak unam l'ashem v'giv ha'shol b'chir Hashem. But they hung these people. Uktiv, and it says, v'tikach ritzpa v'asaya es hasak. They were hanging, I think this is Shaul's children. They were hanging, so this woman was the wife, or the daughter, and she took a sack, she tried to cover the body, so that the birds shouldn't come. So what do you see? That it, Lashon of Hukah means hanging. Huksiv, and it says, V'yomar Hashem al Moshe, kach es kol roshei ha'am, take all the leaders, im ha'am, with the nation, I'm sorry, kach es kol roshei ha'am. So that's what the pasuk says. Im ha'am chatu, roshei ha'am machatu, if the nation sinned, what did Rosh Ha'am do? Why are they being taken? So Gemara says, Amar Vudim Arav, Amar Lakash Baruch Moshe. No, what it meant was, Chalak Lahem Batei Dinim, set up a bunch of bezins. Take the Roshim, they're not being judged, they didn't do anything. Take them and make a lot of bezins. My timer, why have to make so many bezins? Ile Mamishum She'ain Donan Shnayim Bayom Echad, if it's because you can't have so many people sin. You can't have two lawsuits in one day from Rav Chisda Loshan Ela B'Shtei Misos. That's only if they're going to be judged different Misos, because we're afraid that the judges are going to get confused with the rules, and not if it's two different Misos. Aval Misa Echas Donin, but if it's the same Misa, all these people will have the same Misa. It's actually a machlokes if the people that involved in Baal Pa'or had like the din of an Irani Dachas or not. What's the difference? The difference is it's a different Misa. Right, it goes down to if it's Irani Dachas, the punishment is not skila, it's hereg, which is a sword. If it's an individual person who's over in Avodah Zarah, then it becomes skila. Anyway, that's not the reason. Ella kedei shoshav chorin af Yisrael. I want Hashem to calm down. I want Hashem to stop being so angry. So we'll judge everybody quickly, right? Do it fast, and therefore set up a lot of different bezdins so that Hashem will be appeased. That he'll see that justice is being done. Okay. Next, Dini Mamanis Gomrim Bo Bayom. Dini Mamanis, you can even finish the same day. Doesn't make a difference. Because Dini Mamanis doesn't make a difference. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? Amar of Chanina Damar Kra. It says Malasi Mishpat Tzedek Yolin Ba, that we will finish up the Beis Din. We will finish Malasi Mishpat Tzedek Yolin Ba, right? The Ata Miratzchim, and you're murderers, right? This is talking about, it's in Yeshaya, it's actually in the first parak. Those people that leave over, comes from the word yalin, right, to have lina, they leave over the bezdin, they leave over the judgment, they're called murderers. Right? That's only about din and fashos. Rav Amar Mehacha, another vart, ashro chamot, which means, ashro means take strength, chamot. Chamot means, Rashi translates it, Ashro Dayan Shemachmitz Etzdino. Rashi learns from the word chametz, which means to rise, to get leavened. So Ashro means take force, take offense at a judge that's machmitz the din, that delays the din. He lets the din sit around. The idach, and what does the other person do with this pasuk of chametz? Ashro chametz. No. Take offense for the victim, v'lo chomet, not for the gazlin, the edach, and the other one, hai malaysi mishra miyavidle. What does he do with that pasuk? K'de revelazar amar vitzchak, amar revelazar amar vitzchak, kol tainis, shemalinin bois ha-tzedakah. If there's a tainis, and the aniyim are waiting for the gabai tzedakah to give them food, and they're very hungry, and he delays that, as if he kills them all. That's only if they're expected to get bread or dates. So they're waiting by the shul. The gabbai is going to come and give out the bread, and he doesn't show up. He's late. So they haven't eaten all day, they're anean, they're very hungry. That could be terrible. Aval bezuze, but if you just gave money, or chiti v'sa'iri, or wheat and barley, and they have to go cook it themselves, less lan bus. But the fact that it's late, it's not killing them. Anyway, they're not going to have food right away. It'll take a while. All right, not a good thing, but not the end of the world. Okay. Lefikach, therefore, the Mishnah said, since dine nefashos can't be decided the same day that you start, therefore you can't start on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yontif. Why? Because you can't have a Gmar Din on Shabbos or Yontif. Why not? We'll see why not right now. Okay? This is going to be the rest of the daf. Lefikach ain't done it. My timer. So the Gemara says, we shouldn't go after. It's not possible. Hechi Levi, what do you want to do? The Denaihu B'mali Shabsa? Want to have a judgment on a Friday? The Ligmere Ladine B'mali Shabsa? And you're going to have the Gemara Din also on a Friday? That's impossible. Dilma, Chazu Tam Lechova. Maybe somebody thinks the guy's guilty. The Ubalim Evan Halonas Din. You're going to have to sleep on it overnight. So you're going to have to come back Shabbos morning. Vilidinaihu B'mali Shabsa. So what are you going to do? You're going to have the judge the case on Friday. The Ligmere B'Shatza, and the Gemara Din is going to be on Shabbos? That's impossible. The Liktele B'Shatza, you're going to have a Gemara Din on Shabbos, you're going to kill the guy on Shabbos? Ein Ritzicha Docha Es HaShabbos. Ritzicha is not Docha Shabbos. How do you know? We're going to say it in 5 minutes. So we can't have a Din on Shabbos. That you can't do. Impossible. Tosfos asks, anyway, what's going on here? I don't need it. The Gemara is making it so complicated. A very simple thing. The Gemara in Beitza says, there's a Mishnah in Beitza that says that the Chachamim Masakin ain't done it on Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to write things down. It's a Gzeira L'Ksiva. Don't have judgments on Shabbos. What are you telling me? Ritzich is not done. Let me come on to that. The Beferish Mishnah in Beitza. That what? You're not allowed to have judgments on Shabbos. What about that Mishnah? So Tosfos answers that that's only by Dini Mamanis. Dini Mamanis is a separate thing. Why can't you have judge Dini Mamanis on Shabbos? You have Edim. Why not? The answer is, we're afraid you're going to write it down. That concern doesn't apply here. What are you writing down? What? So we said, when we want to say that, we say that. When we don't want to say that, we don't say that. Here, we've already done the judgment yesterday. All we're doing is the Gemar Din. What's the... That mission doesn't apply. That mission only applies by Dina Mamanis. Okay, and then it says, well, maybe somebody will come up with a new svara in the morning. We'll have to write that down. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's very unlikely. Unlikely, it's really, you know, we go out of our way, but it's unlikely. Overnight, you thought of something. Unlikely. Okay. So the Gemara says, V'litile l'urta. So let's have the Gemara Din, Masa Shabbos. Right, it's a short Friday, it's a short Shabbos. So right away, Masa Shabbos, we'll have the Gemara Din. So we're not really waiting a night. We'll have the Beis Din on Friday. Then we'll kill the Masa Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Negar HaShemesh be'inon. You have to be the daytime, Negar HaShemesh. You can't do that. You can't do Masa Shabbos. You have to do it during the day. So V'ligmere L'dine B'Shabza. Let's have the Gemara Din on Shabbos. V'likdele B'chad B'Shabza. And we'll put him to death on Sunday. You're right. We're not going to have the Gemara Din on Shabbos. We'll have the Gemara Din on Shabbos. What is that? That's not a chil. That's not a chil Shabbos. We'll have the Gemara Din on Shabbos. And we'll put him to death on Sunday. So says the Gemara, you're not allowed to do that. Nimtza ata ma'ane es dino. You're not allowed to do that. You can't be ma'ane. You can't delay the din. You can't have a Gemara Din on Shabbos morning and have him wait till Sunday to be killed. You're not allowed to do that. Why? It's called ma'ane the din. What does that mean? Well, where'd that come from? Ma'ana the din? What does that mean? So, the Ma'akshim Machlok is about it. The Yad Ramah says, you know, it says in the Torah, V'yahafta l'recha kamocha. This is not V'yahafta l'recha kamocha. You make the guy suffer for 24 hours? Like in America, the guy sits on death row for 20 years. That's considered a good thing, right? They're happy about that. Here, 24 hours you can't wait around. Somebody will have a zechus, but with that logic, we'll never put him to death. Right? We'll never put him to death. Maybe somebody will come with his chus. We go out of our way to make the guy, try to give the guy a break. Right? The guy shot somebody in broad daylight, with witness by 50 people. Very difficult to get out of that. So, right? Very difficult. So he's had all the breaks. Now, so why can't we wait a day? The answer is, that's not v'hafta recha kamocha. That's what the Yad Ramah says. The Rebbeinu Gershom says, Tzar Baal Lechaim. You hear this? Tzar Baal Lechaim. Similar idea. Making the guy suffer. The interesting, the Magoliath Hayam asked the following question. In Baba Kama, we had the same question about a shor. So, what are you telling me? That a shor also has an issue of Ma'ana the Din? There's no issue of by a shor. There's no issue, even Tzar Baal Lechaim. What's Tzar Baal Lechaim? By a person, yes. By a person that has das, such an issue. It's waiting around for a day, it's killing him. Right? Eating him alive. Okay, we can't do that. For sure. So the Magalit Hayam answers, by sure, the reason for Ma'ana that's a din is different. The reason is, over there, is because it could be the same thing by a person, Ubiyarta Harami Kerbecha. You have an evil thing, get rid of it right away. Don't wait around. A lot of doctrine, there's no such issue there's no mental issue by a shor, which there is by a person. Right? So why are we doing it right away? We can't wait for a shor. Also not. What are you waiting around for? Something's bad? Get rid of it right away. Okay. Which is just the Musar Haskell. Every time you have a mitzvah, you do it right away. Do it right away. What are you schlepping around? Right? The shor is, we'll do it next month. What do you do next month? Do it right now. Okay. Next. Now, how about this one? Nidaine b'mali shabsa. Let's have the court case on Friday. V'nigmre b'chab shabbat b'chad shabsa. I don't have the gemar din on Sunday. That's not a ma'aras adin. We're not torturing the guy. We'll have the case on Friday, and then Shabbat we'll go to shul, do nothing, and then Sunday we'll have the gemar din. So the gemar says you can't do that. You know why? Minshu tamayhu. Well, people will forget the svaras. The judges are going to forget the case. You hear this? From Friday to Sunday, they're going to forget the case.
This doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because the Edom, who everybody has to testify, you're not worried about them forgetting it.
Right. Well, 1 minute. Listen to this. Af al gaf the shnei sofer dinin omdim lefnehem. Even though there's two court stenographers there, the kozvin divrei hamezakin v'divrei hamechayvin. They're writing everything down. What do you mean I'm going to forget? Call this. Read back the testimony. Right. Read back the testimony. They'll remember everything. What's the problem? Listen to this. Gemara. Nahi, it's true. The bepumik kasvin. They write down exactly what is said. But liba de inchi inchi. But they don't write down the demeanor. How people said the testimony. That is only when you watch them. Hilkach lo efshar. Therefore you can't wait 2 days, because that they're going to forget. They're going to remember the demeanor. This guy was testifying. I don't really trust this guy. Right? That's part of, that goes into part of what kind of case you're going to, what kind of verdict you're going to have. The guy gets testimony. You ask him a million questions, he gets everything right. Just something about this guy. That you can't write down. You can't record that. It's only demeanor. Right? You can't capture that. No. We're afraid they won't remember 2 days later. That's, Mr. Freud said, for Zechus, right? For Zechus, what won't we do for Zechus? Not going to wait an extra day. That demeanor might not be captured. Therefore, you can't wait a day. You hear this? It's exactly his point. Exactly your point. You said, well, maybe he'll come along. We'll never put the guy to death. Listen, but we go out of our way as best we can. So you can't capture the demeanor. Can't be written down. It's only what you observe. Therefore, we can't wait an extra day. Why? He might forget. The guy didn't trust this guy. Smelled bad. Couldn't put his finger on it. Smelled bad. I'm not convicting this guy.
An American trial can go on for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Right. Because the American trials is not Torah. So when it comes to Torah, right, as much as I approve of it, and it's a great system, it's the best system in the world, it's still not Torah. So it's the second best system in the world, right? It's still not Torah.
Do you expect a resolution of this case in 1 day?
Maybe.
What? They can't.
So, that could be that they can, but we're doing everything. We're doing our best to make sure this guy gets the fairest shake possible. And by having the schlepping it out and having the judges forget the demeanor is not giving the guy the fairest shake possible. You're shortchanging the guy. Yes, if there's 1,000 witnesses, you can't have 1,000 witnesses in 1 day. It's just not shaykh. You do your best, right? But all things being equal, it's much better if you don't schlep it out. Maybe they don't. But they don't judge at night anyway. It's only by day. So how long is the day? Okay, now that we said that, now we're going to go off on a tangent. A whole long tangent to get back to the idea of that judging is not Docha Shabbos. That's how it started. That's what this is doing here. We said that you can't kill a guy on Shabbos. Why? Mises Bezin's not Docha Shabbos. Why not? Why is Mises Bezin not Docha Shabbos? Because killing somebody is an Isra Malacha. Right? I would think that the Mises Bezin should be Docha Shabbos. Right? Kamash Shalom is not Docha Shabbos. You should just know that after today's daf, you're going to be scratching your head. The Torah says, it was in last week's Parsha, it says in the Torah, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshevoseichem B'yom HaShabbos. The Rambam learned one of the 613 mitzvos on that pasuk. You would never think this in a million years, that you're not allowed to have court cases, cannot be, cannot kill people on Shabbos. It's only a mitzvah of Beis Din. So you can't, you, unless you're on a Beis Din, you can never be behind that mitzvah. Right? Only Beis Din cannot judge court cases on Shabbos. Even though that mitzvah is only talking about Sreifa, you can't give Sreifa, Sevaru Eish, then Madama it to the other three also. Okay? Just fascinating. Right? One of the Tariq mitzvahs. It doesn't mean you can't light a fire on Shabbos. That's what we're going to talk about now. Lighting a fire on Shabbos, why was it singled out? That's all nice and good. It's all nice and good for the basic measures. But in practical world, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, one of the 613. You cannot judge court cases. You can't convict, kill, bezin, can't do misas bezin on Shabbos. Okay? With that introduction, here we go. Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. I have a reason why. Now, we're going to start slow. V'tehei kvuras meitz mitzvah docha Shabbos mikal v'chomer. Kvura, burying a meitz mitzvah, should be docha Shabbos. Why should it be docha Shabbos? Is it docha Shabbos? It's not docha Shabbos. But it should be. I'll tell you why. I have a kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? Ma avoda docha Shabbos. Avoda in the base of a mikdash is yes docha Shabbos. Kvuras meitz mitzvah docha osa. And kvuras meitz mitzvah is docha that. I'm walking to shech my carbon Pesach, and I see a meis mitzvah. I don't go do my carbon Pesach. I go do the meis mitzvah. Why? Because meis mitzvah beats avoda. So if avoda beats Shabbos, shouldn't meis mitzvah beat Shabbos? That's the kal v'chomer. Yeah?
Well, he's not the problem.
What's the problem?
They have to call the bezin to come down and measure it to do everything else.
No, meis mitzvah, not egla rufa.
Just stand.
Yeah, stam a guy.
How do you know
what? Let's say he was 99 years, a very old person, Mustami. That's a separate issue.
What's mace?
Mace mitzvah, you walk down the street, you see a mace. You see a mace, you walk down the street, you see this guy buried right in the middle of the street. So it's a bazillion, you can't leave him there, you have to bury him. So, can I do that on Shabbos? The answer is no. Why not? I can't do it on Shabbos. What are you telling me? That it's not Docha Shabbos? What do you mean? It's Docha Avot, and Avot is Docha Shabbos. That's the Kal v'chomer. Okay? Now, we're gonna say, how do you know that how do you know that Meis Mitzvah is Doch Avoda? I told you that. How do you know that? The Gemara is gonna say it right now.
What?
There's digging. There's Muksa, right?
Let's say he drops dead right next to an open.
You can't move him. Now he's not gonna close his eyes. Now they'll close the Meis's eyes. Person dies on Shabbos, now they'll even close the eyes. So I'll ask you a different question. What's the difference between a mace mitzvah and any mace? I can't bury any mace on Shabbos. A mace mitzvah should be docha. Any mace should be docha. Why only mace mitzvah? Says the Torah Chaim, ein hachanami. Any mace should be docha. Why are we picking a mace mitzvah? Because the makar is going to be for a mace mitzvah. We're going to see now, a guy's walking down the street, he's going to a bris milah, which is a very serious mitzvah, very serious, and he stops the bris milah to do mace mitzvah. So what do you see? How chashev it is. Any mace. That's one answer. One approach is, you're right, this kal v'chomer, any mace should be docha Shabbos, not just a mace mitzvah. Others say, no, only a mace mitzvah. You know why? Because if a person has a family, he passed away in the bed. So it's not a bazillion. You have to wait till after Shabbos. The guy's in the middle of the street. Such a bazaif. Leaving there the whole Shabbos.
See, that's why I didn't know what
Meis Mitzvah was. That's a Meis Mitzvah. Leaving there the whole Shabbos? Who is this person? It's a homeless person died? Or is leaving there the whole Shabbos? What a bazaif that is. So that only by a Meis Mitzvah I would think that. A normal person had died with his relatives around him in the hospital, whatever. Then I would say, that's not such a bazaif. Alright, so over Shabbos, he's in the bed anyway. How do you know the difference between a guy who died and a guy who was murdered and you have to have Egla Rufa Shailas? I don't know. Egla Rufa, I don't know. Egla Rufa is only if it happens not in the city. Happens in between, you have to measure. Here, it's in the city. So I don't know if the din of Egla Rufa even is such a thing. But even still, let's say you know it wasn't a murder. However you know. So you guys still make mitzvah. Right? So now, That's the Kal Vachomer. If Avodah Docha Shabbos, we don't know how that's true yet. And Meis Mitzvah Docha Avodah, we don't know that that's true yet either. But if both of those statements are true, then Meis Mitzvah should be Docha Shabbos. Okay? Now, where am I? Now, again, Amalei Rish Lakish Lor B'Yochanan. Utei Kivuritz Meis Mitzvah Docha Shabbos. Meis Mitzvah should be Docha Shabbos. Mikal V'Chomer. From a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Avoda. Just like Avoda. She's Docha Shabbos. Avoda's Docha Shabbos. That we know. That we know. We know that on Shabbos, they brought korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to kill animals. You're not allowed to rip apart animals. You don't do that on Shabbos. Yet in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to do it. Kvuras meitz mitzvah docha osa, and burying a dead person was docha that. How do you know? From the pasuk, from the words, uvila achoso, it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to be metame for the following people. For your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. Each one is a different limud. This big Rashi here goes through the whole limud. Each one a different limud. One was, if you're a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, you have so much Kedusha, you still do a Meis Mitzvah. The last one left is a Lachosa. What does that teach me? So the Gemara says, Kidatanya, La'aviv, Ula'imo, Ula'achiv, Ula'achoso, Matamad Lomar, why are each of them singled out? It says, La'aviv, Ula'imo, La'acho, La'achoso, Lo Yitamalehem. Don't become Tameh for them. What? So first of all, so Rashi says, it's talking about a Nazir, that a Nazir can't become Tameh for any of these people. He's not allowed to become Tameh. Even for these four people. Why do you have to say all four? Just say any relative. What's all four? So Rashi says, wants to tell you, Meis Mitzvah. That's why it says father. That a Meis Mitzvah, you can be Matameh. Why does it tell me Emo? He's also a Kohen. So he has two Kedushas. Number one is a Nazir, number two is a Kohen. Why do you need a brother? Because he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir and he's such a machmir person and he's walking down the street, he still do a Meis Mitzvah. Why does he say Lachoso? You know why he says Lachoso? Ma Tamad Lomar, Hareisha Hayaholech Lashchoros Pischo. If somebody's going to Shechtes Karban Pesach, Ulamal Espino, and to be Mal his son, right? Look at the last two lines of Rashi. Last two lines of Rashi. See, it says, Hare Shah, you're Kohen Gadol, V'Nazir. He can't get bigger than this. He's the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir. And he's walking V'Holach Lishchonas Pischo. He's going to Shechta Karban Pesach. The Ikka Mitzvah Tuva. That's such a big mitzvah. It's only one of two Asayi Chayiv Kareis for. Afilu Hachi, Lachosuhu De'ena Matami. For his sister, He's walking, he hears his sister died, the Zalvai is right now, he keeps on walking to the Karban Pesach. Avo matamal meis mitzvah, but for meis mitzvah, yes. Okay? Now, Tosfos says, Rashi, you made this case so special. Kohen Gadol Nazir, the regular person. A regular guy is walking down the street. He's not a Kohen Gadol, he's not a Nazir, right? The point is, he's going to do such a machmir asay, kachayev kares, and some of the different girsa. He's not going to be mal his son, he's going to be mal himself. Which is also the other one that doesn't have chayef kares if you don't. So I would have thought, you don't have to say the guy is the Kohen Gadol Nazir, you don't have to go into that. Regular person. I'm doing the most machmir aseis in the world. I see a meis mitzvah. Who said I have to stop to do the meis mitzvah and keep on walking? I'll go do my mitzvah. My mitzvah of Korban Pesach, right? What's going to happen? If I go be involved with that meis mitzvah, I'm not going to be able to bring Korban Pesach. Another day is going to go by that I'm an RL. Another day is going to go by. I would have thought I should go do the Meis Mitzvah. Yes, you do the Meis Mitzvah. Okay? V'shama shemeis lomeis, and you heard that someone died. Yachal, I would think, yitameh, you could become tameh. Marta, I'm sorry, shama shemeis lomeis means your relative. You heard your relative died. Yachal yitame. I would have thought you could become tame. Amarta lo yitame. Nuh-uh. Yachal. I would think kashem she'ena tame lachoso. Just like you can't become a tame for your sister. Why? Because what you're doing it beats that. And Rashi points out as long as somebody else is involved in her kavura, otherwise then she's a meis mitzvah, right? Yachal. The word sister was completely extra. Only for your sister, not. But for a mitzvah, absolutely. Now, Shabbos, the issue, the mitzvah of Shabbos, shenidches b'fnei avoda, that gets pushed aside for avoda. How do you know that? That's the Shmaisa B'chol Yom. Every Shabbos they did work in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein adin she'tegvuras meis mitzvah docha osa. Shouldn't meis mitzvah push that aside? Right? That's the Kal V'chomer. Ask the Chamrei V'chai. What kind of question is this? That avoda should be, that just because avoda is docha Shabbos, therefore kvura should be docha Shabbos, but avoda you can't do on Sunday. Shabbos' kavanos must be brought on Shabbos. You have to bring them on Shabbos. There's no choice. You're in a chenami. You're not going to bring your personal kavanos on Shabbos. That's not docha Shabbos. Only the ones that are relevant for Shabbos. So what kind of kavachom is this? So he answers, right. He said the same thing. Could be the meis mitzvah, if you leave the body there, the dogs are going to come. So also, it's a zman. The time's running out. I can't do this tomorrow. Why? Who are going to be here tomorrow? Might not even be a mace here tomorrow. The dogs might take it. The hyenas are going to come. Who knows what's going to happen? So we said, because most people, when they die, if they're not homeless, they die in a bed, they die in a hospital, or dies in the street. A guy drops dead. So we asked that question. We said, Mistama, the guy's got relatives and he has friends. Then people will take care. They'll make sure that. The guy's a homeless person. Don't know who this person is. I'll leave him in the street to hold the Shabbos. Okay. Amalei, so we said like this. Ritzicha tochiach. Ritzicha will disprove that. Why? Shadocha et ha'avoda. Because Ritzicha is docha avoda. That means, if a guy is a Kohen, and he's also a murderer, and he comes running to the base, I can't be taken to bed and to be killed, I have to do the avoda. Does avoda docha that? Of course not. It says, guy's doing a vodi, take him away from there. Nevertheless, the ain't a docha Shabbos. It's not docha Shabbos. Right? So too, meis mitzvah, even though avoda is docha Shabbos, meis mitzvah is not going to be docha Shabbos. Okay? That's the answer to the Kal V'chomer. That's what this is doing here. Because we're getting to the issue of ritzicha and putting someone to death. Now, Tosfos asks the following question. How about this Kal V'chomer? Ready? What about Mila? Mila. That is, yes, Docha Shabbos. Right? Nevertheless, Meis Mitzvah's Docha Mila. Right? Mila's Docha Shabbos, right? Meis Mitzvah's Docha Mila. Right? So therefore, so shouldn't Meis Mitzvah be Docha Shabbos? You hear that one? Mila is Docha Shabbos. And Meis Mitzvah is Docha Mila. So shouldn't Meis Mitzvah be Docha Shabbos? That's a good Kavachomer, right? That's what Tosfos came up with that one. Right?
Yeah, but that's only because one thing is not connected.
What? What do you mean? Mila is Docha Shabbos. A baby's born on Shabbos, the Mila's on Shabbos, right?
Yes.
And if you're going to do a Bris Mila, and you have to do a Meis Mitzvah, what wins? Meis Mitzvah wins. Right. So why isn't Mitzvah Docha Shabbos? Yeah? You have an answer?
Maybe because you're over beyond
Bris Mila. Right, that's the mystical answer to that one. The logical answer is, the same answer is going to apply. Ritzicha is going to be Tochiach that. Why? Why? Because Ritzicha is not Docha Shabbos, even though it's Docha Avoda, so too, Meis Mitzvah shouldn't be Docha Shabbos, even though Mila is Docha Shabbos. It's the same answer. Same answer. It's a good question, same answer.
How's Ritzicha? The funny thing, Ritzicha is Docha Avoda. Is it a murderer that doesn't do the Avoda? How can
we face that? But he doesn't do the Avoda. We're going to see right now. Ritzicha, but the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ritzicha gufa tidches haShabbos mikal v'chomer. Ritzicha should be docha Shabbos mikal v'chomer. Uma avoda shedoches haShabbos. Avoda is docha Shabbos. Ritzicha docha osa. Ritzicha is docha that. Shenamam is mizbechidi chenolamos. Right? Shabbos. So Shabbos shenidches b'fnei avoda. Shabbos is docha avoda. Ein adin shetehe b'ticha docha osa. So shouldn't you put a guy to death on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, kvar paska tana devei Rabbi Shmuel. We have an answer for this. The tana devei Rabbi Shmuel, it says in the Torah, lo suvaru ish. Why does it say lo shuv matamad lomar? Why does it say that? So the Gemara is going to answer, before we even give the answer, there was matamad lomar. What do you mean? We have an old story about why the Torah singles out Ish. According to Rabbi Yossi, to tell you that Havar was only a Lav. And Eli Rab Nasan, Lachalik Yotzas. And according to Rab Nasan, to tell you that it's Lachalik. What does that mean, Lachalik? That just like, even though there's only one Isser in the Torah for Shabbos, it says, Kol Malacha, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. It's in the Seretz of Dibros. How many times does that say that? One time. How do I know you get 39 Malkas for that? 39 Chatzeses. If you do it, Behel HaMechod, and each one's bin Hasra. How do you know that? Only says one time in the Torah, don't do Malacha on Shabbos. How do I know that? The answer is, Eish is singled out. By the way, Kedatanya, Havar Lalav Yotzas, Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nasan Amar Lachalik Yotzas. Rabbi Nasan says it's Lachalik. Says Rashi, right? Some people say this every morning. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nedreshes Behem. It goes like this. It says like this. Kol Darvar Shaya Beklal, the Yotza Min Aklal, right? Lo Savaru, Eish is one of the 39. It's in the klal. It's been taken out of the klal. Lo lamed al atmo yatza. It wasn't taken out to teach you anything about itself. El lamed al klal kulu yatza. That what? Just like Eish has been singled out. And if you violate Eish, you get skila, kares, and chatos. So too, the other 38, same din. Right? What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Why was Havar singled out? To tell you that Havar is different. As Rashi points out, there's no skila, and what else is there? And there's no kares. It's only a lav. Right? Kitan Havar, Rav Nasan Omer, Lechalik Yotzes. Rav Nasan says it's Lechalik. So if you hold, by the way, what do you mean to tell me, why does the Torah say Lo Sivaru Eish? Tell you why it says Lo Sivaru Eish. That's a Bechalik Tanayim. So the Gemara is going to say, no, why does it say Bechol Moshe Masechem? Which is mashma only in Eretz Yisrael. That's not true. So from the words Bechol Moshe Masechem, we're going to learn you can't kill somebody on Shabbos. That's how it's going to happen. Before we get to that, it says in the Torah, so we have a machlokas here, but whether Havara is l'lav yatzas or l'chalik yatzas. Does it make a difference? Which one you hold like? So there are three differences. The obvious difference is, what's your own ish? What if you light a candle on Shabbos? According to Rav Nasan, who says that it's l'chalik yatzas, you're going to get skila. According to Rav Yossi, you're not going to get skila. Why not? It's only a lav. That's one big, huge difference. Tosfos has another difference. Tosfos says that, what about Yontif? Yontif, we know that every lav, every malacha on Yontif is only a lav. It's not skila. If somebody, I don't know, somebody writes on Yontif, that's not skila. On Shabbos, it's skila. On Yontif, it's only a lav. So, what would the din be about Yontif? So Tosfos says, well, according to Rabbi Yossi, that it's only a lav on Shabbos, it wouldn't even be usher on Yontif. That's what Tosfos says. Shakatari says, no way, it's still usher on Yontif. It just happens to be that we'll make it on Shabbos. Doesn't mean it's totally mutter on Yontif. That's a second difference. A third difference is, Dabni Neza says this, maybe that since a Havara, according to Rabbi Yossi, is only a lav, maybe there were no toldos for Havara. Toldos everything else, maybe there would be no toldos for Havara. What is it? It's just a lav. No toldos for a lav. It's a suggestion that he has. Anyway, getting back to our story, so, and by the way, Tosas asks, why is putting someone to death, why would that be a malacha? Isn't that kilkel? Destroying the person? Isn't that makalkel? We all know that everything makalkel is always putter. Right? So why would that be a malacha? Shechita. So Tosfos or shechita? But kilkel. Shechita is you're doing a destructive act with a constructive purpose. Here, there's a destructive act. What's the constructive purpose? What is it? What's the answer? It's a kapara. It's a Tosfos answer. It's a kapara. So it's a constructive purpose. El Amarava, you're right. Tani Moshavos Kashale. The problem was Moshavos, Bechomosh Foseichem. That was the problem. You're right. The reason why it's singled out Havara, we know that. It's an old story. Either it's a machlokas, Havara alive, it's a chalikas. But Moshavos, Ma Tamalomer, Michti. Shabbos Chov is a gufi. Shabbos Chov is a guf. You have to keep Shabbos in America and in Israel. It doesn't make a difference. It's not Truma. Right? Vechov is a guf, no hegets bain, but arwitz bain, but chutzlorwitz. So Moshavos, the cause of Rechman alumni. Why is Moshavos singled out? Why is Moshavos mentioned? Moshavos is mashma, mochol Moshe Zechem, in the land of Israel. Shabbos doesn't apply in the land of Israel. It does there too, but everywhere else also. So Rishmal Omer, Talmud Echad. So someone tells me Rishmal, Talmud, Levishan Emer, Kiev Ish Chet Mishpat Mavis. Vahumas, if someone is worthy of death, Vahumas, and he's going to get killed, Shmei Ani, that teaches me, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. Whether it's on a Chol or on a Shabbos. The Noda Vahid has a very interesting question. I didn't understand his answer. He asks, why, of all the places in the Torah, to tell me that there's such a thing as a Chesamus Chayiv Misa? Which pasuk do we pick? Kieb ish chet mishpat mavetz v'humas. Right? Why that one? Could I pick a million of them? So in order to point out, this is the last time in the Torah that it says someone's getting Misa. Interesting observation. But of all the ones to pick, the Gemara picks the last one. It's in Kisete. The last time it said that someone gets Misa for doing a crime. Shmei Ani, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. I would think, what's the difference? Shabbos, Chol, what's the difference? V'ha, Mani, Mekayim, Bechal, Lehamos, Yumas. It's a Chil Shabbos. So I would say, B'Shar Malachos, that applies to every other Malacha, Chutz Misas Bezdin. Not Misas Bezdin, why? Because the Torah doesn't differentiate. Oena Ella, Afilu Misas Bezdin. No, even Misas Bezdin. Omani, Mekayim, V'humas. It says a guy should be killed. It's only b'chol. Avol lo b'Shabbos. O eino ela filu b'Shabbos. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Is Bezdin's punishing somebody on Shabbos permitted or not? So I took him going both ways. Talmud lamar lo suvar eish b'chol Moshe Voseichem. Oh, it says he can't. B'chol Moshe Voseichem. What does that mean? Ulahalin huomer. Elsewhere it says v'ha'yeilu lachem l'chukas mishpat l'doras eichem b'chol Moshe Voseichem. Ma Moshe Vos hamuris lahalin bezdin. That Moshe Vos is referring to bezdin. Af Moshe Vos hamuris kan bezdin. Here it's also talking about bezdin. So when it says lo suvar eish b'chol Moshe Voseichem, it doesn't mean in the land of Israel. It means in the world of bezdin. And in the world of Bezdin, there is no Misa on Shabbos. V'amar Rachmana, lo suvaru eish, b'chol, moshvo, seichem. Right? Lo suvaru eish, b'chol, moshvo, seichem. That's how you know that there's no Misa on Shabbos. Like I said, the Rambam says this is one of the 613. That you're not allowed to put Bezdin, the mitzvah on Bezdin, Bezdin cannot put somebody to death. Learn that from b'chol, moshvo, seichem. Lo suvaru eish, we have a different drasha for that. We've said this a few times. We haven't said it in a few years because we haven't had this Gemara in a few years. So if the Rav Yossi and the Rav Nathan have a machlokes, why Eish was singled out? Is it lachalek, like from the Yud Gimel Midos, that is taken out of the cloud to teach you each one is individual, or that Havara is different, that Havara is only allowed? So why Havara? Why is Havara singled out? Of all the 39, why Havara? Right? Why was Havara picked? Why Havara?
It's something that Hashem did himself.
So according to the fact, according to the Manda Amar who says that it's only alav, you know why it's only alav? Because on Yontif it's completely mutter. It's the only one that's mutter on Yontif. You're allowed to cook. That's mutter on Yontif. It's mutter on Yontif. Shabbos is also mekel. We mekel on Shabbos and mekel on Yontif. What? No, we mekel on Shabbos, we mekel on Yontif. We mekel on Yontif, we also mekel on Shabbos. Right. And according to Rav Nathan, that says it's l'chalek, why was Eish singled out? Because Eish wasn't around when the world was created. And we know, the Medrash says this, the Gemara might even say it, that the 39 malachos are keneged the building of the world. Besides the building of the Mishkan, the building of the world. But there was no Eish till Matzah Shabbos. So I would have thought, hey, Eish is called totally mutter. So Torah says, not only is Eish not mutter, it's the only one I'm telling you. That's why Eish is singled out. All right? Everybody have a good Shabbos, and we will resume tomorrow.
What?
It's not going to be.